When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, it's the Mike Calta Show.
Bastards. 8:10 on the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Look at Tommy. Doesn't he look like Babe the Blue Ox should be walking around with him?
Oh, yeah.
My nephew Tommy just stopped by with McGriddles. He looks like Paul Bunyan.
Yeah.
Jesus. Bud Light 102.5 The Bone are giving away two trips to Las Vegas to see UFC 303. You can watch Conor McGregor's big comeback where he'll most likely lose to Michael Chandler. Two winners and a guest will be flown round trip. The hotel accommodation is brought to you by Mandalay Bay and two tickets to the fight compliments of Bud Light. This is going to happen for two bone lenders right here in the Tampa Bay area. You can go by visiting... Jesus, I'm all over the place on your visit participating bars and retail accounts and look for the Bud Light UFC QR code. And you can find those places at BudLightUFC.com. I will give you a couple of places. Bar 2350 on Curlew Road in Palm Harbor. There is a Surfside Tap House on Mandalay in Clearwater. Toucans, also on Mandalay in Clearwater. Sheldon Shell on Sheldon in Tampa. Progressive Mobile on Progressive Boulevard in Riverview. They got them all over. Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater, Tarpon Springs. You can go into Whiskey Wings, Thirsty First, Riveters. Go to BudLightUFC.com for a complete list of locations. Stop by, just scan the code, and we're giving away two trips to Las Vegas to see that fight, which I am very interested in going to.
I have some interesting information coming up about Conor McGregor.
I know it.
That ties in with the show.
I know it.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do? You're just going to make that red M stare at me the whole time?
Are you making your decision? You're going all in?
I mean, why does everybody else can start eating? You don't have to based on me.
You know, I'm just saying.
We're on the air. We're professionals.
Yeah. I'm going to start chewing on here.
All right, then I'll just wait.
Here is an interesting thing for you, Mike. You talked about grabbing the wrong soda. You thought you were grabbing a diet soda. You got the full leaded soda.
Yep.
Pepsi had to recall more soda after another sugar mix-up. So 2 weeks ago, they realized a bunch of their zero sugar ginger ale was loaded with sugar.
Oh.
Yeah. And people going into diabetic shock. Now, more than 2,000 cases of Mug root beer were supposed to have sugar, but did not have sugar. Oh. So they reversed it. They did the old dipsy doodle on it.
Yeah.
I love root beer so much.
That's what I had a root beer. I usually drink diet A&W root beer, and I grabbed one at my brother's house and I went, this tastes delicious. Ooh. And I realized it was a real root beer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't really drink soda, but if I go for soda, it's the root beer.
My brother had root beer. He had cherry soda. He had all of it. And then I jokingly said, what, no Yoo-Hoo? I didn't see the top shelf. They had Yoo-Hoo.
Ooh.
I didn't drink it, but they had it.
Oh,
they had
Yoo-Hoo.
Yeah, it was quite. It was quite the party. They even had a truck show up at 10 o'clock at night with ice cream.
Oh,
yeah, and they even had alcohol infused ice cream.
Oh.
And one of the ice creams had bacon in it.
Oh,
yeah. So you had ice cream too.
What? I told you I was off the rails.
Oh.
I was off the rails.
Bacon ice cream?
I didn't have bacon ice cream.
Yes.
I was keeping it normal. I only had regular vanilla.
Oh.
I had vanilla ice cream.
I think this is great.
How, what's in the bag?
Everything.
Well, like what? What does it look like?
Like McGriddles, hash browns. You want the bag over by you?
No.
He wants the bag by him.
No, I don't. I'll throw that bag back at you.
Oh, man. Carmen, we have some definitive proof here, okay? You're always talking about it. Mike, you're rich. You're rich. Mike's rich.
Yes.
A new report.
Yes, that's what Carmen says.
Carmen's always saying that. A new report looked at how much you need to earn to be, quote, rich in all 50 states. They defined it as being the top 5% earners in your state. The lowest threshold is in West Virginia, where you need to earn $329,000 a year to be rich.
In West Virginia?
That's
in West Virginia.
I could go there and be I could be like the guy from Roadhouse.
Well, that's the lowest one.
I built this town. I brought the JCPenney here.
Mississippi is next at $334,000. Then New Mexico, $350,000. $3,000. The most expensive state to be rich in is what? What do you think the most expensive state to be rich in?
New York.
Yeah.
New York, actually, no. New York's number two.
California.
No.
Texas.
No.
Vegas.
Think smaller.
Nevada.
No.
Maine.
Hawaii.
Oh. You're getting closer, Carmen.
Oh, no.
Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Yeah. Mm.
Connecticut, you have to have $656,000 per year to be rich in Connecticut, so almost double the earnings that require West Virginia. New York is second, $621,000, followed by Massachusetts, $617,000 a year.
That seems very low.
Yeah, I feel like if you're making $600,000 in New York, you're basically, you're about cutting it.
So,
But you're in the top 5%. Of earners in the state, if you're making
that's
that
crazy
top so Mike, 5%. Are you rich?
Well, I'm about to get to Florida, Carmen. He could be rich in other
jumping
places.
The gun over here.
Florida, top 5%, $476,546.
Wow. Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
So you're rich. Admit it.
According to this,
admit it.
He was rich three contracts ago.
Right.
So there you go.
Michael? Yeah.
What? I don't know. What do you want me to say?
I want you to say, I'm Mike Kelta and I'm rich.
I'm Mike Kelta and I inherited a house with a lot of refrigerators. And I have a friend named Bobby Kelly who convinced everybody I made $16 million a year.
Well.
That's why
do you make
think I'm
above
rich.
The 5%? Do you make over $400,000?
I can't talk about that.
Can I tell you this, Carmen? That there was a quote from Mike Kelta in a newspaper where he said, I'm grateful I make more than the president.
Yep. Mm.
How much does the president make?
The president makes an estimated $400,000 per year. So if he makes more than the president,
then he makes above the 5% average.
Alexa.
For Florida, it's $476,000. So.
Right.
How much does the president make?
I just told you. I just Googled it. Yeah, she sucks.
Just admit it, Mike. You're rich. We all know it.
He's Florida rich.
Thank you, Gio.
He's rich in every state.
And New Mexico and Virginia. West Virginia.
Maine. And Connecticut.
According to this list, I can live comfortably in New York. What was Connecticut?
Connecticut is $656,000 a year. You would be in the top 5% in Connecticut.
I don't know that.
I do.
We know how much you make.
How much do I make?
I know how much.
You make more than 600.
All right, go around the room and guess.
Do you want me to write it down, or
I want you to guess, but I want you to say it like you're saying per year everything or just
no. I'm telling you, I know within a certain amount. I know what your base salary is.
Okay, so that's what we're guessing base salary.
Yeah.
Because you have to understand this business, there's a lot of more money to be made outside of the business.
Yeah, there's bonuses, there's appearance fees, there's endorsements, there's all kinds of stuff.
McGriddles.
Do you want me to say or no?
Oh, I don't care, but you can go. Let's go around the room. Somebody write it down.
All right.
Go ahead.
Let's start.
We'll start with
Joe, you're first.
Joe, you're first.
All right, Michael.
Be real, though, Joe.
All right. I will say that your base salary is $480,000.
This is a fun thing to me because nobody really has any idea. So these are all real guesses.
Mm-hmm.
Like nobody and I have not had a discussion with anybody about, like I haven't said, hey, Spanish, you know, between you and I, this is how much money. Mm-hmm. Nobody has any of those. These are all guesses. Galvin, you go last.
Okay.
All right, Carmen, you go.
I'm going to say your base salary with no endorsements, no bonuses, no nothing, $500.
Okay.
Who do you want to go next?
You can go next.
I said 510 base with unlimited McGriddles.
That'd be nice. Gio?
700.
And Galvin?
I know that it was over what Carmen said a few years back.
I believe I said to Eric Duggins when I signed my contract 1 year, he said, how much money do you make? He asked me that. We were live on the air, and I said, I make more money than a minor league baseball player. And then with my next contract, I said I made more than the president. So, and I don't even know if I did at the time. I was just talking out of my ass. But anyway, go ahead, Galvin.
Your base salary is over $600,000.
Okay.
Michael?
Yes.
What is your base salary?
Can you say who's closest?
Yeah, who's closest?
I can't say who came closest.
Why?
Pretty much, because then I would just put it out there.
So let me do this.
Well, Galvin State knows it.
Lowest is 480, highest is 700.
Who's the farthest away?
Are we in the range? Has anybody
gone over?
No. Oh, I can't answer any of these questions.
But here's the thing.
Wow. You're rich.
In West Virginia, I'd be doing great.
If you're making $476,000, if you're making over that in Florida, you're rich. You're in the top 5%.
Man. Okay.
Right.
So, can you move to New Mexico comfortably?
I think I could buy New Mexico based on these numbers.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So let's just go ahead and say that you're in the top 5% in Florida.
And you're rich. I don't know any of these things.
We're telling you.
What was Florida? What was the top five?
$476,000.
Oh, yeah.
Top 5% for Connecticut is $656,000. Which I'm saying you're fine there.
Right.
You say I'm fine in Connecticut.
Yeah. Right.
And you say I'm fine.
I'm saying if you're not in the top 5% in Connecticut, you're in the top 6%.
By the way, here's the one reason why I wouldn't, because I don't care. I'll scream it from the mountaintop. But two things. One, I have a thing in my contract says I can't talk about it. And two, because listen to Carmen already. She's like, must be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Every time something breaks in her house, she's going to be like, man, Mike's got 9 more refrigerators. Oh, just
resentment
like
is at an all-time high.
Who?
Resentment is at an all-time high.
Yeah, yeah. That's the number one reason why I couldn't be like,
I mean, we really know.
You don't know nothing.
We know.
Yeah.
What did you say?
I said 500.
You're not even in the ballpark.
Oh.
Maybe you don't know if that's high or low.
Yeah.
Oh, so, okay, so you're clear and easy. Okay, I see you.
You don't see nothing.
If I'm not close, that means you're making more.
It doesn't mean you're making more. It could be making $100,000 less than what you said.
Add bonuses, endorsements, and do it again?
Please don't.
Because I know how much your house costs.
You do. I mean, anybody could find that out.
Right, on Zillow. So I know how much you paid for it. So you need to...
Well, first of all, Zillow doesn't tell me how much I paid for it.
Yes, it does. It says how much it sold.
It tells how much it sold for you.
Yeah, you can get a good loan.
That's my wife's rate.
But I'm saying, like, based on that, like you should be making what your house is.
My wife has two jobs. That's how hard things are in this house.
She does?
She works two jobs, yeah.
Wow.
She doesn't have to.
No.
She chooses to. There's a difference.
Do either of them pay?
Yeah, they both pay. Okay.
But she chooses to. She does not have to.
They both pay. And the one that she has a master's degree for pays less than the other one. That's so ridiculous.
I thought you said they're more like hobbies.
You're
going to get me divorced.
Right. We're also not talking about your wife's salary.
Yeah.
Right.
She could not live in Connecticut.
Mm. All right. Any final thoughts on this? Anybody?
I think it's confirmed.
Yeah.
What is?
You're rich.
Okay.
And you just need to stop saying that you're not.
But I'm not.
But you are. We just proved it. You're rich.
You live in the state of Florida. You're in the top 5%. That is, quote, rich in Florida.
Yes.
You make
over. I don't understand how you guys all guess how much money I'm making and when now all of a sudden
because
everybody knows.
I know for a fact that you make more than $476,000 a year.
How do you know that for a fact?
I know.
How do you know for a fact?
I know.
But I mean, how? You don't know for
Maybe
a fact.
Maybe I saw something years ago.
Years ago?
Yeah, years ago.
Which means it only went up.
What did you see?
I saw something years ago.
Just laying out of the desk.
Like check stuff?
No.
What was it?
I saw a file on a computer that I wasn't. It was a computer that I was supposed to use.
Oh. Right.
But I was clicking on stuff, and I clicked on a thing and found not only you.
Ooh, well,
everybody? Yeah.
Oh, everybody.
Oh, I want to know.
Everybody.
I saw your salary on Bone TV.
Sounds right.
Keep watching. I might put it up again.
I never watch it. So, what do we decide?
You're rich.
5% in Florida.
Yeah.
Carmen, I know how much you make.
Okay.
You're not rich.
I'm not rich.
It must be nice.
It's not nice.
I also don't know how much Carmen makes.
It is stressful, okay?
No joke. I kind of have an idea what people make, but I have no idea. I don't pay anybody on this show. That's not my job. They don't work for me. They work for Cox. So I don't know. I can... guess like you guys did, but I can't.
Go ahead. Just, we got to guess yours. Go ahead and guess ours.
Yes.
I love this.
Base salary.
You want me to guess that?
Yeah.
Just base salary.
Yeah.
Carmen, 55.
All right.
stomach off and farted and broke her back.
Carmen, am I right or wrong?
She's choking.
Yeah. You were wrong.
Higher or lower?
I can't tell you.
Why?
You can't tell us that I can't tell you.
That means it's higher.
No.
Judging by Carmen's.
What you guessed higher. Is higher than what she makes? Or
no,
what she makes,
she
is
makes more.
Oh, no.
Unsung hero.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh.
No.
Right. I knew that.
Yeah.
Geo, 75.
Yeah, nailed it.
Spanish, 50.
Oh, yeah.
Joe, 14 an hour. And Galvin, 150.
You're low on Galvin.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I'm guessing. I don't know. And I'm not guessing what they're worth. I'm guessing what I think this cheap company pays.
Yeah, I'm going to go. You're high on Carmen. You're high on Spanish. You're high on Gio. You're high on Joe.
Way high on Joe.
I give Joe an hourly wage.
Yeah. Still high.
You said it was 14.
14.90.
Yeah. 14 would be.
Yeah. Or 9. Okay.
14 90. Would be nice, Joe.
That would be nice.
Oh, man. Well, how close did I come to everybody? Oh, now nobody else wants to talk. Yeah, everybody climbing on
high. You're high on me.
Carmen, you're, I'm going to say about 13 off. Spanish, I don't even know. Gio, yeah, you're very high on Gio.
Yeah.
Very high.
Yeah. And
I have multiple sources of income.
Joe, you're high on. Yeah, but you're, we're just talking just this.
Yeah. I'm going to go to the phone line and see where people, how far are we? 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025.
Galvin's got the super secret file. He can find out.
Right.
That's true.
I don't have access to that file anymore. I went back and looked at it, and it was taken out of that. It was in a public folder.
What year was this?
Oh, this was quite a while ago.
Yeah.
So that's why I know that it's, you know. But, yeah, it was quite a while ago.
Were you upset at the time? You're like, oh, I can't believe this.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? You're worth what people will pay you.
Yeah.
That's how it works, man.
That's the thing. I don't want to know what anybody outside the show makes, like on the station. If I find out somebody else is making a crap load of money, I'd be like, oh, man. But yeah, but I would. Calvin knows. Mike Calvin's show, good morning.
Hey, how's it going? I guess you guys can just look on the Google and ask, you know, your salary to show it.
Why can't
Google? What? He said, "If you Google it, it'll show our salary."
No,
did you Google it, sir?
Not yet. I was going to do that next.
Oh, well,
I was just hoping you get back.
You're ridiculous. That's the dumbest statement I've ever heard.
No,
Mike, how's the show? Good morning.
Hey, Mike. Good morning. How are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. I've been listening for so long. You used to, about 4 years ago, you were doing the same thing as you're doing now. They were talking about your salary, then it went to their salary. I think Galvin's the only one you really don't know because he loves to gamble. So maybe he.
No, we're talking about just the salary from the radio station, earnings.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, salary. All right, let's see. I'm going to say that Carmen makes probably 40. Joe probably makes 25, I would say, 20 to 25. I would say. Gio probably makes around the same, but he does have a second job, maybe 20, even though he should be making a lot more because he's a video guy. I would say that Spanish probably makes probably the same as Carmen, but I remember years ago she said that he made more because of endorsements.
Yeah, we're talking about just salaries, but yes, you're right. That's the thing. Once you mix in appearances and endorsements, it's a Wild West. I don't know who's doing what. I don't know who's making. I mean, Spanish has been doing gigs. Carmen's been doing gigs, so it's hard to tell.
I'm gonna say Galvin probably makes about 120. No, nothing extra. Just base salary 120. Probably when you first started the contract, you know, I'm talking about like 7-8 years ago. He's probably making like 70, but it's gone up. Obviously, okay. Through the years, and guaranteed, you're probably making a solid 6 without anything else, like a solid 6.
All right, well, I appreciate that. Thank you. That makes me very comfortable in Connecticut, sir. I appreciate your phone call.
By the way, I don't like that you think in 7 years I only went up $50,000. How dare you?
Granted, he did not see the file.
Yeah.
Mike, out the show. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Morning. I feel like Pop makes just as much as environment at volunteer.
You're very close. You're a little high, sir.
Much like the fireman, he's allowed to take whatever he wants out of this house.
Yeah. All right. Well, there we've got nothing established.
No. The internet does tell me how much you're worth.
Well, him, it'll say Mike because he did the interview and it says.
What does it say I'm worth?
It says estimated $2
million. That's interesting.
Mike Calta net worth 2024.
Okay. I don't know.
Must be nice.
Right, Carmen?
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Lori Loughlin did an interview with First for Women magazine, and when she was asked about challenges in her recent years, she had this to say. She said, quote, "For me, it's like that song. I get knocked down, but I get up again."
Oh, she's Chumbawamba.
She gave him the old Chumbawamba.
How about that time she went to jail?
Yeah.
That's a pretty tough time.
She got knocked down.
Yeah.
She gets up again.
She
was on Curb Your Enthusiasm this year.
I'm 100% on her side. Yeah. If I had the opportunity to send my son to college and get him into FSU or wherever he wanted to go, and it just meant I had to nix another kid out of school.
Crazy thing is she is the only celebrity that's done this. Isn't that crazy?
She's not even the only celebrity that got caught.
Yeah.
What do you got, a little hash brown?
Burger guy.
Yeah, baby.
I got no shame. This stuff's getting cold, man.
It's right there. It's so close.
The bag's right in my face. I can smell it.
Yep.
Fish is out there in Las Vegas at the Sphere. Mm-hmm. And Drew Carey was sent a signed blender from Fish. Last week, Drew tweeted that he would stick his junk into a blender just to see their show in Las Vegas at the Sphere again. He's already saw it. He said it was unbelievable.
Can I ask you? Let me put this in there real quick. I mean, I only know one song by Fish.
Which one?
Bouncing.
Bouncing.
Farmhouse is one of my favorites.
Is it?
Yeah.
Let's hear it. It's the most popular song.
Welcome, this is a farmhouse. We have cluster flies alive.
Okay, hold on.
In this time of year.
My thing is, there's nothing about it that's turning me off.
Right.
Except I feel like it's, just listen to it now and picture a camera panning through a farmhouse filled with toys. It just sounds like the song to a children's show.
Welcome, this is a farmhouse.
There's a little teeter totter.
Yeah. Broken toys.
In this time of year.
Welcome to the farmhouse. Hey, kids.
We are so very sorry. There is little we can do. Swat them. She didn't beg or not enough. She didn't stay when
nothing is grabbing me.
I told a lie, she got mad.
Play the song Free. I remember that being a cool song. I like that. I was never really into Fish, but this was a cool song. Which was a little more rock.
Yeah, I remember this. I don't hate Fish. I just don't like Fish. This is certainly not going to go to the Sphere.
Right.
Although if I did, I'd go for the total immersion experience. Yeah. I mean, I think that would be fun.
Which also, I think out of all the bands, you know, you put in that Sphere, Fish seems perfect. Because, you know, obviously you're doing drugs, mm-hmm. you got all those sights and sounds mm-hmm. and stuff. Like, it'd be very, you know, into all of that.
I watched it the other day. I watched the Sphere concert, just the wall, and it was making my face melt that I was sober. So I can't imagine what it's like if you're high.
I can't wait for them to have, like, some good DJs in there that do insane light shows in that whole orb thing. That's going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah. If they do like EDM stuff in there, people will be going wild. People may never come back.
Bobby Kelly just texted me, I'm so hungry now. Plenty of goddamn McGriddles here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you, I really want a McGriddle. But even my wife said, don't eat the McGriddle.
Come on.
Do it.
It's right here.
Fun Police.
Cognifit.
Yeah. Fun Police.
Chinatown.
You only live once, man.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's not going to be that long if you have that material.
Exactly. Plus,
it's a slap in the face to your brother. He sent this over for us as a gift.
Hi, you're live on the air. Hello? Can you hear me? Oh. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Kidnapped?
What?
I couldn't hear you.
I'm right here.
You see, that's my life. That's how she talks to me.
Oh, my God.
Where are you?
What? I'm leaving.
Where are you going?
Pilates.
Me too.
Must be nice.
She's going to Pilates. Really? She's going to Pilates slash boyfriend's house.
Yeah.
Fine. Are you going to be too full from all your McGriddles?
Oh.
I have not eaten any McGriddles.
Today.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Today.
Then I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Shouldn't be proud for another 5 minutes.
Shouldn't base your life.
Gio's going for number two already.
I'm just taking a peek in the bag.
Sure, all right. Enjoy Pilates.
Is that it? That's all you want?
I wanted to know if I could eat
a
McGriddle.
Is that a chicken one?
No, this is a bacon, egg, and cheese bagel.
Well, there is no, you cannot.
Okay, bye.
Oh, man.
Bye.
She said yes, right?
That's what I heard.
Yeah, she was proud of you.
There it is. There it is.
Said you deserved it.
Which one's that? What is that?
This is straight up McGriddle.
If you throw it to him, he has to catch it.
No, I will. I'll swat it back in.
He will not ruin that. He will not ruin that.
I will swat it like Kong.
It's still warm.
I will swat it like Kong getting on an airplane.
I'm not going to toss it.
Oh, you can just smell
it. I'm not going to waste it.
The syrupy goodness.
Yeah.
Speaking of, I watched a couple of seconds of Godzilla and King Kong yesterday.
Oh, which, the new one or?
I don't know. It was a deaf kid was talking to King Kong. They were sign language to each other.
Yeah, at the very beginning.
I don't know where it was at. Just put it on for a second.
Yeah, that's
and King Kong, who could fight a fire-breathing dragon, was somehow chained to a boat. Like that, they figure out how to get him.
Yeah, they got those big chains.
Yeah,
apparently.
And then the little Asian kid went out there and was like punching himself in the head, and he's like, "Kong, go home."
Yeah.
I didn't. Know
Did that. You
I
watch the part right after
shut
that?
It I shut off. Oh,
well, there's a miss? Big fight right, literally right after that.
Who?
Kong versus Godzilla. Godzilla's in the water, comes up. Yeah. Then they have to unchain him from the boat so he can defend the boats.
If I were him, I'd be like, oh, you guys had me chained all this time. Now you want me to
but
fight?
But he was drowning. You can't let him drown. You know, Kong don't want to drown.
Whatever.
And then he visits his homeland. Yeah. That was a wild ride.
Stand up.
Right? Yeah. 3 feet of water. Stand up.
Kong want my girl.
Yeah.
The Smashing Pumpkins have officially bagged themselves a new guitarist.
Who?
After throwing the door open to Axlinger's Worldwide. I told you earlier not to show the goddamn picture. Okay. You're the worst.
Did you show it or did you just pull it up on the computer?
It's a hot girl. Next story. It's a hot. There you go.
Well, who is she?
I'm going to say
not
hot.
Not hot or not.
I know who she is.
I know, but I told you not to show the picture.
Okay. Oh, man.
It's Kiki Wong. She's hot as...
Kiki Wong, I almost said the S word. Can I see her?
She's super hot. Yeah.
Oh, man.
You've probably seen her on Instagram. She does a lot where she'll like walk into frame and just start playing stuff. Yeah. And she does a lot like Slayer and all kind of stuff.
That's a great name too, Kiki Wong.
Oh, dude. She's gorgeous.
Yeah, I'm surprised Smashing Pumpkins went for a gimmick. You know what I mean? Listen, she's good.
Yeah.
I'm not saying she's not good.
I mean,
but
they had a girl bass player forever.
Right. Yeah. But also, she definitely has a social media presence and she's super hot. Yep. So there's all those things which would make you think Smashing Pumpkins would be like, no, we can't.
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Smashing Pumpkins is nothing for me.
Yeah.
Billy Corgan, although I hear him on with Drew every once in a while and he sounds like he's a pretty normal dude, but I met him one time when I was young and he was a dick to me. He wasn't a dick. He just wasn't cool. You know what I mean? Like he'd talk to you, but he just wasn't cool, and I just always have the feeling that he's not cool.
Yeah. Mm. She has an OnlyFans, by the way.
Shut your goddamn Kiki Wong mouth.
But she does
nothing. Yeah, it's nothing great.
Is she showing nips? That's all I want to know about.
I've looked.
Yeah, I don't think you should have... They should call it something else.
Yeah,
you know
I agree
what I mean?
With you.
Yeah, if you have OnlyFans, you should be showing stuff.
Yeah.
And there could be levels of it.
I'll pay extra.
But if you're just in bikinis and lingerie and stuff, get out of your Sears catalog.
Yeah. I gotta tell you. No. All right.
What happened? You subscribed?
I must have had such a great dream.
Oh, never mind. I'm sorry. I didn't know it was that.
When you start talking about naked girls, I'm like, I'm fired up today.
Oh, man. Go to Pilates. What about McGriddles?
Oh.
Ooh, those are hot, too.
During the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship pay per view broadcast, Conor McGregor was there and made a huge announcement. Conor McGregor.
He's Irish.
Has agreed to become
an owner within the organization.
That's great.
Yeah, so Conor McGregor, part owner of BKFC now. How cool is that? Yeah,
that's awesome. It's one of the biggest names in combat sports.
Sure, yeah.
Now he's on the, you know.
And that's much better than that slap fighting thing.
Oh, yeah, that slap thing I don't like at all. I don't like at all.
I don't know what it is about that because it seems like it's right up my alley, and it's not. I don't like seeing any of those people get hit. No. Joe used to play that on Bone TV when we did it, and it bothers me to see.
No, bare-knuckle fighting is really good. It's exciting to watch. In fact, they had a heavyweight fight where the one guy knocked the other guy down. He fell backwards and broke his arm.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, hold on. I broke my... His arm was like totally out. Well, he keeps the belt.
Also, when's the last time you got bare-knuckle punched to the face?
No.
I've been hit in the face before. It's not fun.
It never hurts right there in the moment either.
No, it hurts the next day. In the moment, your adrenaline kicks in. You're like, I got to punch this guy back. But the next day, you're like, God damn, that hurt.
Well, Spanish and I went over to the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship over at OCC, and it was great because a lot of those fights will only last like 15 seconds. Yeah. I mean, they just come out and start throwing, man.
And what's even better is a lot of the fighters will fight, and then where we were sitting, they were like, after they were done, they put on normal clothes and they'd walk, and they were like sitting right in front of us behind
us.
Everyone that lost, I kept on going, pussy. And then I pointed at Spanish. I go, he said it. WNBA star Candace Parker is retiring. Star!
Hell of a run.
Well, she got enough money to retire.
Candace plays for.
Real quick, I bet Candace is not rich in Connecticut.
No.
Candace plays for the Oklahoma. The Oklahoma Seawolves.
No.
The Utah Sparkles.
Guys, she's a star. She's a WNBA star. You should know who she plays for.
What's her name?
Two down. Candace Parker.
Plays.
Let's go. Spanish.
For the Florida Falcons.
Florida Falcons. No.
The Boston.
The Washington Dishwashers.
Carmen may actually know because I think we talked about her before and Carmen said something. Do you know, Carmen?
I do.
Off the top of your head, or did you look it up?
I looked it up.
Give us a city first.
You had to look it up.
Liberty? Can I guess again? Liberty? Is that one?
Not the Liberty.
No. Can you give us a city, and we'll try and give you the team
All
name?
Right, but everybody could not say who she plays for. The star of the WNBA, they say. Las Vegas.
Oh, the Las Vegas...
Lady Knights.
Leanderthals.
Oh. The Las Vegas Aces.
Las Vegas Aces, yeah.
All right.
Dirty asses.
Yeah.
Big fan.
All right. There you go. Can we stop calling people stars?
Hey, man, ace up.
Not everybody's
calling people goats.
Not everybody's a goat. Not everybody's a star. Not everybody's a legend. Aww. I was just about to go through the list. Yeah, it's terrible. Stop it. You're diluting it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of legends. A lot of legends.
Living legends is what's the worst.
Living legend, Ron Diaz. Give me that. Goat.
Ron Jeremy, living legend.
Howard's a goat. I'm thinking just in radio.
Yeah.
Howard's a goat. Ron Diaz is a living legend.
You wouldn't say Howard is a living legend also?
Well,
goat's better than legend.
Yeah, goat bigger than legend. Howard's the goat, the greatest of all time. Anybody else is below.
Okay. But that, well, all right.
Huh. What's the other term? Star? There's a lot of stars.
Yeah, but, you know, porn star.
Yeah.
Are you really a star?
Used to be. Not anymore.
Yeah.
The early, you know, like your Jenna Jamesons.
I told you I'm a little bit horned up right now. I went through the porn channels last night, and I didn't recognize. Lisa Ann is where I stopped because everybody else just had.
Living legend.
Lisa Ann. But everybody else just had names, and I was like, I don't know who that is.
Was she Nailin Palin? Was that her? Sarah Palin?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was hot. I can't tell what's going on in her boobs. Like, I imagine they're fake, but they're very globular.
They look like two McGriddles to me.
Probably old school. Probably old school fakes. Yeah. You know?
No, because they were hanging, though.
But I think she's had them removed now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think what you were watching was probably old school boob job where it's not as good.
Yeah.
You know, they really advanced in that technology.
Well, you guys got to check out Nicole Aniston. She's also a star from the older days.
When you have your boobs done, you have to redo them every 10 years.
Yeah.
Just like a root canal.
Yeah.
It's like a root canal.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Better off pulling it.
Yep.
In both cases.
Yeah.
I have some new music for you guys.
Okay.
Would you like to hear some
new music?
Yes.
This is a cover of a different artist.
We've had new music from Bon Jovi and Motley Crue this week. Look at this, Duran Duran.
This is a cover from a different artist. So it's an artist that's out now doing an artist that I will tell you has passed away. So take a listen. Whenever you know either artist, you can holler it out.
All right.
Here we go. New music on the Mike Kelta Show. Any guesses?
Yeah.
You should know, like, immediately by the voice. How to think.
I do. I just can't picture.
Picture of a hat and a big old beard.
Oh. Oh, man.
That's the last time you're gonna hurt me.
It is a cover of Tom Petty's I Should Have Known It.
Yeah.
Done by Chris Stapleton.
Oh.
Chris Stapleton, yeah. Sounds pretty good.
Quality is...
Yeah, that seems like
why.
It's but also not a huge Petty song. You know what I mean? It's not one of his huge hits or anything like that, but it's a pretty good song for Chris Stapleton. Sounds pretty good. So there you go. Yeah. New music. Chris Stapleton doing a little Tom Petty. Don't mind
I
that.
I wish I had a little of that Chris Stapleton.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, I wish I could sing. Not to be famous, but to just be able to sing.
I got to tell you, I can't sing. We all know that. Yeah. Sing along with Galvin and all that stuff, whatever.
None of us can.
But I have found, like, where my register is, you know, and I don't know what it is exactly. Like, I can't tell you, oh, yeah, if they play it in C, I can really jam it or whatever.
But you know you can hear it.
Foreigner, not Lou Gramm, Kelly Hansen, who does it a step down.
Right.
In the shower, I'm pretty good.
You're pretty good?
I'm pretty good.
If there was a concert in your shower.
I will tell you this. Even in the car, because I sang it the other day, I said to my wife, I go, listen, be honest, I'm going to sing full out. And she said, that's the best you sounded singing a song.
Wow.
Yeah. Not that that's good.
I love you,
it's
dude.
It's the best. How terrible is it to be my wife? Now, listen.
It sounds like a blast,
listen
dude.
To me sing Foreigner and tell me what you think.
It's always fun.
I don't think that I could ever say to my wife, like, I've sang in front of my wife in the car and stuff, and I walk around the house singing, but I could never say, okay, listen to me, I'm going to sing this.
Oh, really?
Too. Yeah, I would never be able to finish singing in front of her if I said that.
Sometimes I want to force Joe to listen to me sing, but he's a singer.
Yes.
So I just know he's going to be just mean.
I shake my head immediately and hit him with a bamboo reed.
Dude, smart. I don't have any, I'm not embarrassed. I just don't want to do that to you.
No. You can sing in front of me. You can sing in front of me whenever you want, Michael. No,
not you. I don't care about you.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying to my wife.
Finally in news, a website published a list of what they say are the most intense acting performances of all time.
Oh, is this going to be one of those? Like, I'm excited, but also I feel like I'm going to be upset by this.
Most intense acting.
Intense, okay? So think of an intense scene. Oh, who did a great acting job?
I got mine.
I got mine. Jim Caviezel, Passion of the Christ, when he's getting whipped and flogged.
Come on, anybody.
I have the top seven here. Jim is not in the top seven. Gio, what do you think?
Jack Nicholson, Tom Cruise. Did you order the Code Red? You're goddamn right I did.
You're goddamn right I did. The way he says that is
that
just,
whole scene is so good.
By the way, that A Few Good Men is what Gio's talking about, if you have not seen it. I watched the thing and they were talking about it, and they said that Jack Nicholson would be involved in every scene. Like, he would do stuff and kept on. They're like, we can have somebody else read. And he's like, no, I'll do it. He said that was it Rob Reiner or maybe Kevin Pollak said that Jack Nicholson was so prepared for that they did it once, and Rob Reiner was like, that was so goddamn good.
Yeah.
But I feel like we have to do it again, whatever. And they did it again. And he did it even better. And he goes, we got it. That's it. That's all we need. Like, most of the time. And he, like, went all the way through the whole thing just full. No, not in there. Which is great, though. Because he really bows up at it. You're goddamn right.
Yeah. All right, how about give us the bottom one so we can see what the range is here.
The number seven is Robert De Niro as Travis Bickle in Taxi Driver.
You talking to me?
Yeah.
Okay. It was pretty intense for those, scene. That year.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I I feel like there's a woman crying somewhere.
There is.
Yeah.
There is. I can tell you, number six, actually, is the woman crying.
Okay.
And she's a very good actress. I like her. This movie, I hated. I thought it was terrible. Spanish, I know that you said you liked it.
I feel like I know what movie you're talking about. You don't know. I do know.
It it's is the movie Hereditary.
Yeah.
And it was Toni Collette as the grieving mother. Where she, yeah.
Have you seen it?
It's rough.
It's terrifying.
Who's in it? It's scary?
Toni Collette, yeah.
It's not scary.
It is scary.
It's not scary.
It's a demon possession movie. You'll find it to be scary.
Little kids.
Anima.
Nothing.
It's terrible.
It's good. It's terrible.
It's good.
Any other guesses? In 10 scenes. Who did a really good job? Who is somebody that was a really good actor?
I mean,
and
it's
a good
so
drama. Yeah, there's a lot of them.
To think about.
But when you hear these different ones, I think you're going to go, oh, yeah, yeah, of course.
The best part about, not the best, but one of the things I love is when Nicholson's on the stand and he says to him, you made three phone calls before you left. Who did you call? I called the general, let him know I'd be in town. I called somebody else. I called my sister. Yeah. And why did you have to call your sister? I thought she might like to have dinner.
Yeah.
He's just so such good.
Leonardo DiCaprio in the when he's getting eaten by the bear.
Oh, that's a good one.
I don't know the name of that movie. But I would also put Leonardo DiCaprio in Django when he's giving the speech and smashes the glass and does the whole thing, which is not in there either, surprisingly. Mm. I want you to stay in there, Danny. So good. Number five is also another female. Great job, because she's so beautiful and she looked so hideous.
Monster.
Yeah. Charlize Theron. Yeah, where she plays. That was back in 2003, man. She had the look.
She really did. The
mannerisms and stuff, because if you ever see court footage of that Eileen, whatever her name
Bornos.
Is, the way she's just like, you know, sitting down and looking like that, you're like, God damn.
She won the Oscar for that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She should have. That was really good. This person has been on this list before. They're back on the list. Anybody?
A woman or a man?
No, it's man.
It's man.
So it's the only other guy we said already.
Okay.
All right.
It's a man.
What did we say a guy already?
We did. It was the first one I said.
Yeah. Robert De Niro.
Thank you, Carmen, for listening.
Oh, yeah.
That movie.
In Cape Fear?
No. Although, that's great. Come out wherever you are.
Robert De Niro in Meet the Fockers.
No.
Robert De Niro in a movie where he's yelling a lot. Mm-hmm. Should narrow it down.
Goodfellas?
No.
Sitting at a table, talking to...
Untouchables.
No?
Oh, that's a great movie.
You Blank My Wife?
Raging Bull.
Raging Bull.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Can't say the line. Yeah. In trouble.
It's a terrifying one.
Number three, they say these are the most intense acting performances of all time. Not from A Few Good Men, but Jack Nicholson. Is Jack Torrance in The Shining.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When he is walking up the stairs and Shelley Duvall is walking backwards and she's holding the bat and does that and he goes, give me the bat. And he goes, I don't want to hurt you. I just want to smash your freaking brains.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, so good. But yeah, when he's doing that, he's going, Wendy. And does that all crazy.
We're going to make a new rule. I'm in here typing or not typing. Whatever I'm in here doing, it means don't come in.
So good. And then just this stack of makes Jack a dull boy. He's just typing it over and over.
I understand the movie.
Yeah.
To the point, man, that's good. I understand the movie to the point where, but when they say, when he's in the picture at the end, I don't really.
What do you mean? The house took him. Took him.
Yeah, the hotel.
What do you mean it took him?
The hotel never took him. He was always there.
Yep. He's been there from the beginning.
It's a demonic spirit. Time isn't real, so he's been there the whole time. Yep. That's why he was in the photo.
He can never leave.
Yep.
How'd she give it?
Well, remember.
That was all in his.
Well, that or it was just his turn, so whenever the hotel took him, it put him in the photo opposed to the other one.
The book ended way different.
Yeah.
How did the book end?
The book ended with... everybody dying, Wendy and the kid as well.
Are they all in the photo in the book?
No, but I don't think they do a photo in the book.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how do they make it in the book? How do they make it scary?
If you're reading it, the way they describe things and do all this stuff, it's very descriptive. And a lot of times, you know, hey, I'm not Mr. Reader over here, but a lot of times whenever I read a book and I'm thinking about who's playing the character and, you know, you're envisioning it in your head. So you're kind of playing along with it.
I made a sad realization the other day is that I can't remember the last time I read a fiction book cover to cover.
Yeah.
Like, I've read a lot of things recently. Most of them are nonfiction. I'm reading a book that Ed Drosty sent me about writing memoirs and stuff. But I don't...
You want to borrow The Alchemist?
No. But honestly, Spanish, if you came in, you were like, this book changed my life. I still don't have the urge to read it.
All right.
No, I'm not mad at you. Yeah. I'm just saying, I'm not saying, like, I'm not making fun of you. Like, my wife is a reader. She'll read a book in a day, and then she'll be like, this was great, mm-hmm. and nothing ever makes me want to go, really? Let me try that.
My wife will do that, too, and she has books that she just rereads.
Yeah.
Where she'll just pick it up and start reading a book, you know, that she's already read before. I have not read for a long time as far as a full book, like, you know, nonfiction. Or fiction, rather.
Fiction,
Because I used to read, like, Stephen King and Dean Koontz and that type of stuff. I used to like reading those, but I haven't read any of that stuff.
I bought a couple of years ago, Gary Vaynerchuk's books, because I kind of liked him when he was popping up on the internet, and then I read the books, and I was like,
I like reading biographies.
Yeah, like biographies, but I'd much rather watch it on TV.
Yeah.
It's exciting to hear somebody talking about it than it is to read it.
So I have the top seven performances, most intense acting performances of all time, according to this website. So Jack Nicholson from The Shining is in there at number three. Number two and number one are both great actors. One is no longer with us. Any guesses? Think of great actors. Think of great performances.
I mean, I'm trying to go through my movies. I'm thinking of Marlon Brando, but there's nothing really in The Godfather that's so
Apocalypse intense. Now. At
Apocalypse
the end.
Now, maybe. Ooh. That's a different story. Deer Hunters.
Yeah. Streetcar Named Desire.
All great, but not according to this list. Number two is arguably one of the greatest actors of our generation.
Give us the actor and we'll try to give you the movie.
Robert Redford.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Oh.
Daniel Day-Lewis in No Country for Old Men.
He's not in No Country.
No, what's the one? The oil movie. What's that called?
I say I'm no oil man. There Will Be Blood.
There Will Be Blood. That's
yes. Right. Daniel Day-Lewis is oil man Daniel Plainview from There Will Be Blood back in 2007. Great.
Did anybody see his new movie where he was the tailor?
No. You mean his last movie?
Yeah. Me neither. Yeah. That's weird.
I don't know. I bet you he's great.
But
like, it just seems like I'm like, what?
Seems super boring.
Yeah. Number one. This guy died pretty young. No longer with us, but did a great character.
Chris Heath Farley, Ledger. Beverly Hills Ninja.
No, Carmen. Say it again.
Heath Ledger.
As
the Joker.
The Joker from The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
2008. That was great.
It was great.
That was great.
But not of all time.
Oh, I disagree.
Like top number one?
Yeah, I would say of all time.
He's playing a clown.
All his little things that he did,
his
doing
tongue,
his own makeup.
Licking his lips.
Yeah, the lip-lipping. The lip-licking.
We're saying better than Joaquin Phoenix?
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Oh, yeah.
He has... I mean, he was... Joaquin Phoenix is... He's a psychopath, but he's not a psychopath like Heath Ledger's character was.
Yeah, he seems a lot more intense and evil and stuff. I love Joaquin Phoenix. Yeah. I think the Joker that he did was great.
Yeah.
But think of how many scenes Heath Ledger had in that movie where he goes from 0 to 60. He smashes a guy's face onto a pencil in the opening scene that he arrives in.
Maybe I don't remember the movie that well.
And really when they go to get up and he opens it up and he's got all the hand grenades on the string, whatever, and he's going crazy pulling them like that. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff in there for sure.
He burns the money and he makes sure to kill every single one of the thieves that are robbing the bank with him.
I don't think I remember it enough. Yeah. That's not that crazy. It's just,
fantastic film.
Well, he died before it came out, too. Yeah. I didn't even get to, you know, see how well it was received.
And that blowing up the hospital scene was great because the effects did not work.
Yeah.
And he just played along with it and it was perfect.
Yeah.
Because
he shakes the thing.
Yeah.
What's wrong with this? It was good. It was good. Did he win an Oscar for that or not?
He did. Nominated. Did he win?
Yeah, I thought he did, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you do something that well and you die, they got to give you the Oscar, right? Like, whoever else was against him was like, come on.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm winning this.
With the speech that he tells Batman about people just needing a little push to go crazy is fantastic.
Yeah, that's wild in the way he set up the two boats and he was going to kill. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I don't remember it enough. I don't think.
Oh, it's...
You should rewatch it.
Yeah.
It's great. Best Batman, too, Christian
Bale. I agree.
Yeah. Oh, I disagree.
Oh.
Who's better?
Let me rephrase that. I don't appreciate those movies as much as I do. Like, I like comic book Batman.
That's understandable.
But it's great.
Yeah.
I like The Dark Knight, though. I like him as a, you know, I got to tell
Christian Bale was great, yeah. And the idea of that movie was great. Christopher Nolan and all that stuff. But I like a cartoon. I like to see, what's his name? I think Ben Affleck was great.
Yeah. I like Ben Affleck. I really like Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, I liked it for that, but again, different genre of movie.
Absolutely.
And he does a great job in that first one. Mm-hmm. I liked it, but, you know, there's different multiverses.
Yeah, I love it.
Well, there you go. That is it for news. It
please,
is 9 o'clock.
Please say something else.
Oh my gosh!
What? Why? What do you?
I don't want to take a break and decide whether or not I'm going to eat a McGriddle.
I'm going to go heat mine up in the microwave.
No same.
There's no decision.
That's already been made.
I'm going to do whatever Carmen tells me to do.
How intense can you eat it?
Your wife said no. Bobby said no.
What does Carmen say?
I said yes.
But my body is saying yes.
I mean,
my body is like, please, no more.
I mean, your nephew brought him all the way over here.
Yeah.
Your brother, brought him.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy rode the ox over here to deliver him.
Oh, dude.
Find out after break.
All right.
It's Mike Calta's show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Calta Show. Now, a Bone traffic update from the Farrah and...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.